Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Therakin Din podcast, a podcast by an alter human for fellow alter humans. Throughout the duration of this podcast, I am going to be talking about various things, mostly related to alter humanity, like therianthropy and being a furry, because some people would consider that under the alter human label, and it is a big umbrella label. But this episode specifically is just going to be like a meet the host episode. So I'm just going to tell y'all about myself a little bit, and I would very much love to hear about y'all in the comments if you would like, so please feel more than welcome to leave comments. Also, I'm sorry about the audio quality. I know it's not the best. I'm recording on my tablet right now, but I do hope to get a good quality microphone in the near future so that I can have better audio quality while I'm recording, and I also plan to do streaming as well at some point. I just don't know when, and I haven't really planned out what exactly I want to do when streaming, so that'll come sometime in the future. But I'm sorry about the audio quality right now. It will improve throughout this podcast, I promise. Okay, now on to the topic of the episode. My name is Felix. As of 2024, I am 23 years old. I am an Autotherian, a furry, a pup. I am a trans man. I use he, him pronouns. And I'm in a poly relationship. Did I already say that? No. Yeah. Pretty much all of the things combined. And honestly, I feel like that's not that uncommon in the Therian community. At least, it's not uncommon for Therians to also be furries and or pups. I found out about the Therian community in kind of a roundabout way, I guess you could say. Actually, I don't know if that's true, but I found Therian community through my teen werewolf phase, which was fun. Literally sit outside under a full moon doing spells that I really wanted to be a werewolf so bad, but I have since then realized that I am not a wolf. I am an otter. Being a were creature would still be amazing though. But yeah, I've been awakened as an otter specifically since, I want to say, 2018, 2017. Before then, I was identifying as a wolf. I don't remember when I found the Therian community, but I identified as a wolf for a good few years before I realized that I was wrong. And I'm just saying this, if y'all do realize that you're not fully, like, connecting with your stereotypes, or, like, it doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to keep searching for new stereotypes. If it ends up being wrong, that is completely fine. I know a lot of people will figure out their stereotype, or what they think their stereotype is in the moment, and they will not change it. Not like, okay, no, that sounded bad. I mean, like, they won't do any more research into other animals to figure out if something else fits them better than what they initially felt was correct. And I will admit, it does take a really long time to figure out what you are. So don't be afraid to keep doing research. Don't be afraid to be like, hey, actually, I was kind of wrong, because actually, I did that with a few stereotypes. I used to identify as a lynx, and also I used to be dragonkin, but I'm not anymore, because those just aren't right for me. I'm a dragon furry. I have a dragon fursona, but not a kin type. I think I just was obsessed with lynxes for a little while, and that's why I claimed them as a theriotype. I didn't actually feel like a lynx. I feel like an otter all the time, personally, but I think I was just slightly obsessed with lynxes, and that had influenced my choice of identity. But again, I was wrong, and now I know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Recently, I was scrolling on Tumblr, Therian Tumblr, of course, and someone had posted about a website that has a ton of stuff about so many different animals. Like, oh my god, there's so many different animals. And the site is called animalia.bio, animalia.bio. And they have so much information on animals, like their genus, their family, and like subcategories, like their habitats and their behaviors and all of that. And it's really helpful. So I definitely, definitely recommend looking into that website and like looking into creatures that you might feel are your theriotype. It's honestly a very helpful tool, in my opinion. And also, it's just cool. It's just cool to have a website where you can just learn about a bunch of animals. Like, it's all here. Well, maybe not all here, but they have, like, over, like, 50,000 animals registered, like, about their information on the website. It's pretty impressive. Side note, if you're wondering why this podcast is taking so long to record, it's because cussing is a very, very normal part of my vocabulary, and I'm trying not to cuss so that I don't have to restrict the podcast, but I keep cussing and I keep having to re-record parts. I am so sorry. But, anyways, my theriotype specifically is a clawless Cape otter, because that's what feels right. If it changes, then I will just have to figure it out again, which is fine, but I'm pretty sure this is the one. I'm a clawless otter. My main fursona is my kinsona, which is a fursona based off of your theriotype or kin type, and my true sona. Sorry. My true sona, which is a fursona that's based off of yourself and has all of your, like, characteristics and stuff, like, you know, body shape, scars, piercings, hair, that sort of stuff. I have so many fursonas, but the otter is the only one that is truly me. I do have a pupsona for, like, pup play stuff, but I don't know. He's more like a character than actually me. Which, again, nothing wrong with that. I just don't use him very much. Earlier, I told y'all that I'm in a poly relationship, and I'm gonna tell y'all just a little bit about that. I will say that being poly is not for everyone. I was not poly up until this relationship that I'm currently in. It can be very hard to be in a poly relationship, but the most important things are communication. You have to talk to each other. You have to, or it's not gonna be a good relationship. I I promise you that you have to talk to your partners, especially if you're poly. But I am dating three amazing people, two of which are furries. My boyfriend, I'm not gonna tell you their names. I was about to tell you their names. But, my boyfriend, he is a dragon furry. He only has one fursona. He's a cis guy. Literally the best cis guy that I have ever met in my entire life. He's the only cis person in our relationship, actually, which is a little funny, but he cares and supports us, and he's an amazing ally. I love him so much. My girlfriend is a trans woman, and I love her so much too. She's not a furry. She doesn't have a fursona or anything, but she let me make a character so that we can get art together, and I just think it's really cute that she let me make a character for her to represent her in art with us. And then I'm dating a non-binary person. Non-binary? Gender fluid? She-they pronouns, but mainly prefers she. She has a cryptid slash droid fursona, and it is so cool. She's into so much techie stuff. It is impressive. I don't know how she layers. She does cosplays. She dresses up as her droid character, and oh my gosh, it looks like so much layering. I don't know how she can handle that heat, but it looks amazing when she's wearing it, so there's that. She's way better heat tolerance than I do. Yeah. That's a little bit about them. I have a cat. His name is Toil. He's a evil little demon baby, but I love him so much. He's my child. Oh, I cannot believe that I almost forgot. I am a Therian that is local to Virginia, and I have a Virginia Alter Human Therian Otherkin Discord server and Telegram channel. So those should be linked along with the podcast Discord and Telegram channel if you guys want to join that. I'm sorry, I said Telegram channel. I meant to say group chat. There's a group chat that y'all can join. We do also have a channel, but the group chat would probably be better for y'all to join, because y'all can, like, actually talk to people. But it's linked, the channel and the group chat, for both the Virginia Therian chat and the Therikinden podcast chat are connected to the chats and channels that go with it. If you are local to Virginia, or if you are going to be visiting Virginia, anyone who is any form of anyone who is any form of alter human is welcome to join. I'm hoping to host meets, because I've scoured the internet for local meets, and the only ones that I can find are run by a zoophile that I don't want to name, because I don't want to start beef. I just want to avoid them. So I'm hoping we're going to start hosting our own meets. We're going to meet at FursonaCon. I submitted a panel for a Therian meet at FursonaCon. I don't know if it's going to get approved. If it does, I'll announce it, obviously, but I'm not going to hear back until June or July, I think. I think they said July is when they accept and, like, share what panels have been accepted and stuff. So, But if it doesn't get accepted, we're still gonna meet. We just won't have a dedicated area. But, yeah. So, feel free to join those, and I'll see you next episode.